Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work or every good work. My dear brothers and sisters, an unknown writer wrote, a vessel he will make of you, if small or great, 'twill surely do. Great joy and peace will always fill the one who's yielded to his will. My brothers and sisters, to be a channel of the purposes of God is the highest calling in life. Every believer has been given at least one spiritual gift for this work, as referenced in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. When we use that gift, our own lives are blessed and enriched by God as we bless others. For instance, after you visit a nursing home or an invalid person, or you visit an orphanage, we often come away spiritually rejuvenated. You know, ministering to the needs of others is one of the best remedies for self-centeredness and joyless living. Very important. Our ministry to others, however, is always based on what we have first received and experienced from God. We can never give out spiritual nourishment until we have first taken it in ourselves. Our experiences of suffering can be used to equip us to help others who suffer as we do. For example, you know, I get very deeply motivated and compassionate when people struggle with mental health, because I went through depression and I went through memory loss, and the Lord restored me, healed me. So I could experience that, and through that experience I can reach out to a brother or a sister who is grappling with health conditions. Difficulties can either make us bitter or they can make us better, as I always say. They can fill us with a compassion and sensitivity for the hurts of others. People who are hurting can sense when we really understand and care for them in Christian love. Amen. Our Lord is seeking representatives who realize this insufficiencies but are willing to be channels filled with His power and with the love of Christ. That's what we need to call and ask our Lord to fill us with, to fill our hearts with compassion, to fill our hearts with agape love and our bowels with compassion, to fill our minds with the mind of Christ. So I would encourage you, ask the Holy Spirit to show you your particular gift in channeling God's love to others. Share an encouraging, comforting word with someone you know is hurting. And I promise you, you will be so rewarded, and so you'll feel so blessed and enriched because you have enriched somebody around you. Amen. Take the gospel of Jesus. Take the healing of Jesus. Take the deliverance of Jesus and share it with your family, with your friends, and with the ones in your community. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are grateful to be living in the land of the living. And Father, we thank you for the breath in our nostrils that you have given us. Yet another opportunity to worship you, to praise you, to give you the glory. Yet another opportunity to carry the love of Christ to somebody who's hurting. Lord, meeting the need of your people in the house of God, in our family, in the midst of our friends and in our community. And I pray that we will truly be the light. We will truly be the salt and a voice unto the nations. Abba, Father, I pray that, Lord, you will bless us as your people. I pray, Father, for your flock as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day. I release your anointing upon them. Bless them. Be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the evil one in the name of the Lord, and bless the work of their hands. I pray, Lord, for the ones who are grappling with the health condition. I thank you, Lord, we know that you dealt with our sicknesses even before you could deal with our sin. And I thank you that sickness has been rejected and removed from our lives because of the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. We thank you for those stripes on your back, and we thank you for those beatings, that by your bruises, your word records that we were healed and made whole. Today, we receive our healing in faith in Jesus' name, that from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, our bodies are healed and aligned to God's word. Our mind is healed and aligned to God's word in Jesus' name. We thank you. We bless you. We give you all glory and honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.